continued this year as they sit at 4-0 as well. 8 undefeated games for the Redhawks in the regular season, sandwiched around a first-round playoff loss in 2016. Kent City, they did it both ways on offense on the ground. Sandin broke a big one going 48 yards for a score with 5:24 left in the third quarter. The game-winning drive, that was a five-minute grind. Many plays, long distance, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, as they say, a backbreaker late against the Unionville Sebring Patriots. The big question, though, is whether a one-dimensional offense can move the ball this week in what is shaping up to be the best game on tonight's slate in the Greater Thumb Conference. Number 6, Cass City. At number 8, EPBP, the Lakers. Both of those rankings in Division 7. The two teams, they've combined for all of one loss on the season. Cass City has not yet been a part of a WLEW broadcast. They are tentatively scheduled for next week against Bad Axe. But out in Pigeon Bayport, the Lakers, they did grace our airwaves with a dominating shutout of Reese last week. Here is some of Clark Ramsey's call on a stifling defensive effort.
Fisher rolling to his right, looking downfield to pass, and he's going to have to keep this for himself. And Lakers is there to bring him down for a third straight tackle for a loss. This one goes in the hands of Cody Brownell and Reese. 3 plays, 3 losses of yards. Fisher staying in the pocket, looking to pass, and here comes the green, and he is sacked at the 20-yard line. A 4-yard loss.
In fact, the Lakers have not yielded a point on defense in the last 2 weeks as they shut out Marlette the week before. Weeks 1 and 2, not quite as impressive. A loss to Hudson where the Tigers took the 24-16 victory over the Lakers. And in week 2, the Redskins of Sandusky put up 26 points, even though EPBP got the win. Now, Hudson, they are a perennial playoff team from Lenawee County. Think the far western fringe of Metro Detroit towards the south central part of the Lower Peninsula. That is a tough draw on the road. The Tigers, they went to the regionals last year, are undefeated so far in 2017, ranked in the top 5 of Division 7. EPBP, they have a new coach, but it doesn't seem to matter much, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Quarterback Brennan Wissner was able to put the ball in the air, including 2 touchdown passes to receiver Taylor Cady. That's last week. EPBP is balanced. They have a quality running attack, including the speedy Jacob Kretschmer. Now, not only will the Lakers have home field advantage, in fact, they are in the middle of a 3-game stretch at home, but Cass City is coming off a very tough win against USA, which I will get to in more detail in a moment. It's difficult at the high school level to get kids up week in and week out. John, what do you think about Cass City's ability to put last week's euphoric last-minute win behind them to come out and play at a high level again, which is what they're going to have to do to beat the 3-1 Lakers on the road?
I think that they should be able to be really up for this. I'd be shocked if the coach didn't tell them, listen, guys, this could have gone either way at the last minute last week. We pulled out a win, but let's not be Matt Stafford and the Detroit Lions and expect that week in and week out. I think if he's half the coach I believe he is, that he's going to have the team pumped up against this awesome squad he'll take on, and I think they'll be ready to go and play some tough football.
Other matchups in the Greater Thumb West include Bad Axe at USA. This is a dangerous matchup for Bad Axe. They already had to forfeit a game earlier this year in week 2 due to having only 13 players dressed. USA, a bad mamma jamma mix of size and physicality that will not only wear on a hatchet team that has little depth, but if a bump or bruise happens against that full house backfield of USA, there's a legitimate concern that you could see Bad Axe coming out of this week shorthanded, just like they were earlier in the season. As for USA, major kudos to the Patriots. They lost a lot. They lost a coach. It showed in week 1. They went to Aubrey, played the Bearcats. Aubrey beat them down. USA lost that game 34-0. In week 2, against a marginal Marlette squad, USA, they won, but not in convincing fashion. Then they went down a couple scores on the WLEW Sports Network in the first half on the road in Sandusky, down 16-0 to the Redskins in week three. It would have been so easy to pack it in, but the Patriots planted their flag and made the comeback. Here is Clark Ramsey on the call from week three.
Sandusky came out of the gates in this ball game. It looked like they're going to run all over the USA Patriots, but the USA Patriots slowly fighting back here. They trail the Sandusky Redskins at the halftime, 16-6, a 10-point differential.
The Patriots knocking at the door here from the one-yard line.
6 minutes, 15 seconds left in the third quarter, 16-6, Sandusky leading, but USA trying to chip away from that lead. T formation, Micah Kramer under center. And he's going to keep it for himself. He dives across the end zone. Touchdown, USA. Micah Kramer under center. We had some movement on the snap, but we have a handoff to Ray-Ban, and he's in for the score. Touchdown, USA. Ray-Ban in for the score. And now it is a two-point ball game again with a two-point conversion upcoming. Handoff actually going to be Micah Kramer for himself, and he dives across, and he's in for this two-point conversion. We have a tie ball game in Sandusky with 7:29 left in regulation. We're all square at 22 apiece.
Now, of course, USA went on to win that game 30-22 in overtime. The work's not done, though, for the Patriots. As I have mentioned already in this segment, they came up short last week against Cass City. It was close, 18-14, but they're 2-2. Rounding into form, but 2-2 nonetheless. Upcoming weeks are winnable. You got tonight against Bad Axe. Reese and Vassar coming up in the next couple weeks for the Patriots. If they can win those games, and they should, they would be the favorites. They would then need to split games against EP, BP, and Harbor Beach to get into the playoffs at 6-3. Look out if they pull that off. On the east side of the Greater Thumb, Harbor Beach and Sandusky tonight, an intriguing game. The Redskins sit at 2-2, but they have outscored their opponents on the season by 63 points. They seem to be one of those teams in the muddled middle capable of taking advantage of moving day, as I mentioned in the open. But I have a feeling that they are a team that will beat the teams they're supposed to beat. And they may do it in impressive fashion. But against the better squads, their equals, or even those at the very top of the Greater Thumb, it looks like Sandusky might be one of those teams that comes close but can't ever quite get over the hump to win one of those tough ball games. If that's the case, and it continues to go on throughout the rest of this season, they may be playing that dreaded what-if game all offseason long. Harbor Beach looks to be its old self again. After a superb stretch from 2010 to 2014, where the Pirates went 47-5 with a 2012 Division 8 state title, the last two seasons were disappointments at 4-5 each. I'm a believer in the 2017 vintage. Losing to currently unbeaten Beaverton on the road from the middle of the state, that's nothing to be ashamed of. A win this week and following it up with weaker opponents in Memphis and Brown City, Harbor Beach could be back to the playoffs before they finish with that tough 1-2 punch against Ubley and USA. The other East matchups, Brown City is most likely going to bedevil Memphis. Memphis without a win so far in this 2017 campaign. Ubley already took care of Marlette last night, 70-36. That was a track meet. The Bearcats 2-0 in the division and 4-1 overall. Be back in a minute on the WLEW Sports Network.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck. Whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000. Like this 2008 Saturn Aura XE, four-door sedan, local trade with 3.5-liter V6 engine and four-speed automatic transmission. Equipped with sunroof, AM, FM, CD, Sirius XM, and input jack sound system. Priced at only $5,900, see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring. If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. They're